Thank you, and good morning. And yeah, I will talk about Impossum. And yeah, my name is Oliver Tonhofer. I'm working for Omniscale, which I also co-founded. And we develop open source software. And we are also the developer of MapProxy. And we offer OpenStreetMap services. We do this since 2009. We offer custom WMS and tile services, for example, for the official German broadband atlas and for other companies. Currently, we're working on Maps Omniscale.com, which is a self-service website for WMS and tile services. And for all projects we're doing with OpenStreetMap, we're using Impossum. And today I want to show you what Impossum is and why we developed it. So a bit about the history. We started to use OSM in 2008 when we built our first OpenStreetMap-based demo for MapProxy. We needed maps to show what MapProxy can do. And we started with OSM to PGSQL. We used the official OpenStreetMap Mapnik XML style for our first maps. But soon we wanted our own maps with our own styling, etc. And I said that we used OSM to PGSQL, but we noticed that it was built for OpenStreetMap.org. It was not built to solve everyone's problem. And for us, it was too slow for medium imports, for imports like only for Germany or for Europe. It was not flexible enough for us, and we found out that there was still lots of room for improvement. So, we had the idea to write our own tool to import OpenStreetMap data into a PostGIS database, and yeah, we thought, how hard could it be? Well, it was harder than we thought, but we solved it. We got a first working version, Impossum 1, which was closed source, but we released a slightly modified version in 2011 as open source, and that's Impossum 2, and currently we're working on Impossum 3, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So we had a few design goals for Impossum. It should be efficient. We wanted to have custom database schemas, and it should be optimized for rendering. And I will go into detail now. So it should be time efficient import. We don't want to wait days for a typical import, but only hours. And even back then, a normal server had multiple cores. Today, you can't get a real server with less than 8 cores. So OSM to PGSQL back then was only single-threaded. Today, some parts are running in parallel, still not everything. With Impossum, from the first day, we made everything in parallel, from parsing to geometry building to the actual importing into PostGIS. Memory efficient. If you did imports of OpenStreetMap into PostGIS, you notice that it takes a lot of memory. And to give you an idea why it is so, this is a planet file looks like this. I omitted some details, but you have a huge list of nodes with an ID and with the coordinates. And currently, we have more than 2 billion nodes in a planet file. And after all the nodes in the planet file, you will find the ways. And the ways don't store any coordinates. They only reference as nodes. And so if you want to build this rail segment, you need to find the referenced nodes. And XML and PBF don't support random access. So you've got a problem there. And to solve that, you need a cache for the nodes. You need a cache where you store all node IDs and the coordinates. You can do that in memory, you can do that in a key value store or in a database. And this also applies to ways, because when you want to build a relation, you need to know how a way is built, and then again, how the way is built from the nodes. And OSM2P GSQL has two modes. Now there's another one. It's a normal mode where it caches everything in memory. There's a slim mode where it caches the nodes in PostgreSQL. And there's a new option, flat nodes. It works similar like the normal mode, but it's only suitable for whole planet imports. So the normal mode caches all nodes in RAM. And for a current planet file, you need 22 gigabytes of RAM. It stores the coordinates in blocks of 65,000 nodes. And so empty blocks are not allocated. That means if you have a small extract, then you don't need much memory. But as soon as you have a larger extract, where most blocks will be filled with at least one node, then you need to allocate that block, and you will need much more memory. So if you want to import Europe, you still need the more than 20 gigabytes of RAM. Then there's the slim mode. It caches everything in PostgreSQL. It's it's much slower than memory or other modern key value stores. And so what we did with Impossum 2, we built the cache not in memory and not on on PostgreSQL, but we used a key value store, in this case Tokyo Cabinet. It's a C library. It's key value database, but not a server. So it's similar like SQLite. And we implemented some additional optimizations. We use compressions and delta encoding. And in the end, it's quite efficient. It takes 8 to 10 bytes per node, so you can get cache all nodes of Germany in about 2 gigabytes. And it's fast to write. So the whole parsing, you can parse and cache these nodes with about a few hundred thousand nodes per second. Custom database schemas, also a feature we wanted to have. With OSM2P GSQL, you basically have three tables, one for points, one for lines, and one for polygons, and also one only for rows. And a polygon table looks like this. You have the ID, and then you have a column for each tag, and then the geometry. The problem is, when you want to render all forests in level 5, 6, or 7, and you have an import of Germany or Europe, then the spatial index doesn't work because you actually want to render all your extent. And PostgreSQL needs to do a table scan. It needs to check all rows and only filter out the forest columns. And this can become quite slow. So with Impossum, you can define the database schema with a Python mapping file. And you can define which key values should be imported into which table. And it looks like this. With this code snippet, you can create a drinks table, and it will create points, point geometries, for all nodes with the tag amenity pub or amenity bar. The mapping is quite flexible. You can use wildcards, say if you want to import all buildings, or in this case, all highways. You can add additional properties or fields, how it's called in Impossum. So in this case, we also want to store the name, the tunnel bridge in one way, into the database, into the table. And it's Impossum also allows you to use filters and to use converters to, in this example, store Boolean values into the database. So you can define a tunnel with yes, true, one, false, no, or zero, and you can unify that, and that simplifies the rendering process when you want to style the maps. And you can also do custom filtering. So you can write your own converters, and in this example, We have a table with towers where we want to store the height in meters, and we can write our own converter to convert height in feet to meters. And we have the goal to make the import optimized for rendering. So we implemented generalizations. What that means is we have multiple copies of the same table with simplified geometries. And in this case, we have the roads in three generalizations. And when you render the lower levels, lower zoom levels, then you can use simplified geometries. Additional I/O optimizations. Normally, during an import, PostgreSQL writes the data as it gets added. So you typically all geometries are across the hard disk. What you actually want is that geometries from the same area are at the same area on the hard disk. Because when you run to render a few hundred buildings, you don't want to search the whole hard disk for the buildings. You want to have them all in a sequence. And you can do that with a PostgreSQL cluster function. It reorders the data on disk, and you and it orders that based on an index. And you can do that based on the spatial index, but it's even more efficient when you do that with a geohash index. And that's what Possum can do. So each green block contains all the data of that geographic area in a sequential order on the hard disk. We also support a limit two option. This is interesting when you have smaller extracts. It's quite efficient, and you can actually load complete boundaries of whole countries. And Impossum will clip the geometry at the exact boundary. So our design goals we had for Impossum, we wanted the imports to be efficient. We did that with an efficient cache. We did that also with by supporting multi-CPU. We wanted to have custom database schemas, and we did that with our own flexible mapping configuration file. And we wanted to have optimizations for rendering. We also did that with the custom database schema by having generalized tables and by adding clustering. So what's missing? Impossum 2 does not support updating the database, so there's no diff support. And while Impossum 2 is fast, there was still room for improvements. Impossum 2 itself is written in Python. All CPU heavy stuff is already written in C. We use a lot of C libraries like Geos. The protobuf parser is written in C, and but there were no low hanging fruits left to improve the performance more. So for Impossum 3, we had the idea to write it from completely from scratch. But we wanted to share most of the architecture so that the rewrite process is as smooth as possible. But we wanted to optimize all or most parts. And Impossum 3 is now implemented in Go. I don't want to advocate Go here. It's we don't have time for that, but it's faster than Python. It's quite easy to learn, easy to integrate with C, because we still need to use some C libraries like Geos for the geometry handling. We don't want to reinvent the wheel here, and it's easy to deploy. So a few things we changed with Impossum 3 is one example is the nodes cache, and as I said earlier, also the Waze cache. It's now based on hyperlevel DB. It's a bit faster than Tokyo Cabinet. We did more low-level optimizations. We improved the delta encoding, and we encode common tags as single Unicode value. So this saves a lot of memory. and but the user doesn't see that, so it's only internal, and it's quite fast. We need about 8 bytes for a node, and it's quite fast to parse and cache the data. We can do even on a notebook, you can do millions of nodes per second. We optimize the actual import into PostgreSQL and into PostGIS. In Possum 3 now uses copy from. It's a way to do bulk imports, and dramatically reduces the CPU usage of Postgres itself. And we also support schema names. It's not related to the database schema, but it's like a namespace where you can put all table names. And if you're using Possum 2, and now about the deploy production table option, this is now less fragile than with Possum 2. Another big feature is div support. Possum 3 does support divs, and handling this is not that difficult, because if you just add new geometries, it's basically the same as when you do the first import. When you have an update for a point, then it's also not that difficult, because when a pub location moves, then you can just update that point in the database. But when someone modifies the way geometry, when someone just moves one point of that way, then you will get that diff file where it only says that the node was modified, but you don't have an idea which way actually was modified. So you need an additional cache file with a reverse index where you store this node is used by this way. And when a node gets moved, you need to update this way. And Possum 3 does this during the import with the diff option. And then there's the Possum diff command, which removes all deleted or modified elements, which then updates the cache and the reverse index, and then reinserts all modified and created elements. It also handles generalized tables. The whole diff import is not performance optimized yet, but actually it's fast enough. And this is some data for about 1 month of importing Europe diffs and Minutely diffs, and most of them are imported in a few hundred milliseconds, and the worst case was 20 seconds. That can happen when larger geometries like boundary like country boundaries change. The mapping, we changed the mapping to a JSON format because we don't have Python anymore. But you can convert most Possum 2 mappings, if you already have some, to an identical mapping for Possum 3. What's not possible at the moment are custom filters. So the current status of Possum 3, we are using it in production for more than 9 months now. We're using it with diff support for about 3 months. We might do some smaller changes for the mapping, and we still have no documentation, and that's basically the only blocker for us to release an official 3.0 release. So the future, we might add HSource support in the near future. Maybe we want to support other databases. We're still unsure how we make the API for that. And in the future, we might support scripting of custom filters, maybe with Lua. And yeah, Possum 2, it's now in maintenance mode. We still have customers that are using it, but at the moment we don't have any large new features planned for it. So At the end, short summary, OSM2P GSQL, it works well for OpenStreetMap, but for us it didn't work that well because we needed it to be more flexible. We wanted to implement optimizations, especially for rendering, and we needed software that was faster, especially for mid-sized extracts on slower hardware, on mid-sized hardware. So that's it. Thank you very much, and I think we have time for questions.
Okay, thanks a bunch, Oliver. We have time for a couple of questions. Please raise your hand and I'll pass the mic.
Talking about OSM2P GSQL, in the meantime, you have a, I would say, signal to noise ratio of 2:1. Talking about the actual tables in use and the ones just needed for updates. So, which is this ratio in ImpAwesome?
You mean for the updates or
for the update tables against the actual tables you need for rendering or for using the database?
It's 1:0. You don't have in PostGIS, ImpAwesome doesn't store any data that's needed for updates.
Okay, so this is stored in a file system.
It's in the hyperlevel DB. So it's on the file system. You have it's similar to an SQLite database, and it's
what's the size we are talking about for a whole planet?
I can tell you the numbers. Well, for Europe they're below 50 gigabytes, so for a planet it should be below 100 gigs. Sorry, 80? Yeah, about 80, 90 gigabytes.
Okay, so that's much less than...
Because the level DB is much more efficient at storing all this information we need for handling the diff updates.
Okay.
Does it work on Windows?
It should work, but no one tried to compile it, I think. So ImpAwesome 2 couldn't run on Windows because it used Tokyo Cabinet, and Tokyo Cabinet does not work on Windows. But in theory, all dependency should work on Windows now for ImpAwesome 3. But I'm not aware of anyone that tried to compile it on Windows. So.
Okay, so if there are further questions.
Do you have any community contributors for ImpAwesome, or is it completely omniscale development?
Most development work is done by us. We have a few smaller contributions from other developers. There's a patch for supporting SpatialLight to ImpAwesome 3. But I quickly mentioned that we still need to define the API how we want to handle that. But most work of ImpAwesome 3 and ImpAwesome 2 was done by us.
HStore is becoming very popular for people so that they can design the map styles after they've done all the importing. Can you speak, how does ImpAwesome handle arbitrary tags?
HStore is not supported yet, but maybe in a few weeks or months. So it's possible that it will be added in the near future.
Okay. One last question. Left. No questions so far. Okay, Oliver, thanks a bunch for the talk, and thanks.